Brought to you by Human Appeal International. AJ's Lounge.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you and welcome to Ramadan Dates, a show where we've been talking about Ramadan and how Muslims can benefit from the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us to get closer to Him. Our guest today is Sheikh Hassan al-Satouhi, who is the president of the Hills District Muslim Society in Sydney and the World Association of Azhar Graduates in Australia. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, akhi min nas.
Sheikh, the month of Ramadan, I mean, is nearly over. It's this time of the month where you find people are sort of looking back and saying, how quickly does the days of Ramadan fly? And as Muslims around the world have been fasting, as they've been increasing their worship, trying to boost their iman, every single person wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept them, accept their siyam, accept their qiyam, accept their Quran, and you know, be given the jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, and be freed from the hellfire as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised. What is the acceptance of Ramadan, Sheikh?
Subhanallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah kama hadana an nahmad wa nusalli wa nusallim wa nubarik ala afdal al-khalq ala ashraf al-khalq sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira amma ba'd. Jazakumullah khair akhi Malath for hosting me tonight in such a wonderful topic, such a wonderful month about Ramadan. Yes, let's go straight to the point, acceptance of Ramadan. What is acceptance? As you already said, Ramadan is a really unique opportunity.
Yes.
For us to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, score so much hasanat, inshaAllah, to get closer to the Jannah and to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So acceptance, in simple words, is basically achieve these goals.
Yes.
Your Ramadan is accepted, you are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are closer to the Jannah, your sins are forgiven, And I may quote the hadith that in Sahih al-Bukhari that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi wa nafs al-hadith man sam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever fast Ramadan with iman and niyyah, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the right intentions, Allah will forgive all his past sins.
Allahu Akbar.
And the same hadith again.
Yes.
In Sahih al-Bukhari as well, whoever qama Ramadan, nafs hajj, just replace
change
the word sama
word
with qam.
Yes.
So which is taraweeh and tahajjud.
So there's emphasis here on actually the fasting and on the qiyam as well.
Which is a night ibadah. Ramadan is not only morning ibadah.
Yes.
This is Ramadan is morning and night.
The full day.
Now.
And the full night.
Yeah, and take this one, Malath. See, one of the big ulama said, if you want to fix up your daytime, you have to fix up your night time.
Allahu Akbar.
And if you want to fix your night time, fix up your day time.
Allahu Akbar.
أصلح نهارك بليلك وأصلح ليلك ليلك بنهارك.
Allahu Akbar.
So you want to make your wonderful, successful daytime, look after your night time. And you want to make your night time successful, look after your day.
And of course, that's talking about having worship in the night time and having worship in the daytime, having dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And this is where Ramadan is a month of training, that you actually, you after the Rabb Allah of Ramadan is the Allah of the other 11 months. So this one month, Ramadan is a month of training to be ready for now. Khalas, we are at the end of Ramadan, so we need to learn from Ramadan. So the other 11 months now is where I can fix my daytime and my night time.
Excellent. Sheikh, what are the conditions of acceptance?
Yeah, subhanAllah. Of course, acceptance has got conditions. Yeah. The main condition number one, or let's make it number one, is hadith. Abdullah ibn Umar, hadith Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu in Sahih al-Bukhari or Sahih Muslim غيره, very well known hadith, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى.
So all actions are by intention.
By intentions.
No.
So number one is intentions, intentions, intentions. Number one.
Yes.
Number two, إخلاص in the intention.
So sincerity in intention.
In intention. قالوا أصلح عملك بالنية وأصلح نيتك بالإخلاص.
Yes.
Fix your عمل, your deeds with intentions. Yes. And fix your intentions with sincerity.
So having fasted so many days of Ramadan now, I mean, how does one fix his intention? How does one fix his sincerity? Making sure that these days were fasted, no food, no drink, no marital relations from dusk till dawn, sincerely for the sake of Allah. How does one correct that intention and sincerity?
Now, correction of intentions and sincerity, in fact, is an ongoing work. The believer is all the time is an ongoing doing his own to purify his intentions and his sincerity.
Yes.
So this is something be, and this is practice. Everything with practice. We to lose weight, to get fit, we go to the gym, we walk, we do exercise. Likewise, the intentions.
So intention is not something that you do before an action. It's something that you need to renew continually.
It is before the actions.
Yes.
During the actions.
Yes.
And after the actions.
SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So that's how important intention is.
Yes. Yes. So we talk about intentions, and number two, ikhlas. Number three,
yes,
condition of acceptance, which is ilm.
Ilm, knowledge.
Yes, I need to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to do in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do it. Not in the way that I want to do
my
it, or my friend, or my desires, or my friends, or my family, or my We need to do things as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us how He wants things done.
Yes.
To make it simple, and Allah made it in the most simple, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah never made any hardship or any embarrassment in the deen. Allah does not overburden enough beyond its capacity. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah said is for sure within our capacity and no embarrassment whatsoever. It is the most beautiful thing to do. So just take the knowledge and do it according to the sunnah of Rasulullah.
SubhanAllah. Sheikh, is there any other conditions that are of acceptance?
Yes. So, which is avoid nullifiers of the... So now I've talked about enablers of success.
Yes.
But sometimes I have the intention, and I have the ilm, and I have the sincerity, and I do it. But then after all this successful, I go and nullify it. I do something that actually breaks. After I build this beautiful building,
you
I just go
it.
And demolish it.
SubhanAllah.
So what a loser who will do this, SubhanAllah. What are common things? Al-mannu wal-adha, for example.
Which are?
لا تبتلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. Like a person, what is man and other? Like someone, for example, give a charity in Ramadan. صدقة الفطر. That's ibadah of Ramadan. And then after he gives it with sincerity, with intentions, and with the proper fiqh aspect of things, sunnah. But then he goes and says, you know, guys, what I've done. He hurts people, the poor people that he gave them this sadaqah.
Yes.
See what I've done for you. I start hurting them and reminding them again and again. Okay. In a hurtful manner, that all reminding all the favors he's done to them.
Yes.
You need them as much as they need you.
SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah.
That's a very different perspective, yeah. Sheikh.
So you see, so whenever, and then also after Ramadan, if I go and do all the wrong things that I was doing before Ramadan, I will not say that it will nullify. That's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do, we don't.
He's the one that accepts.
But there is a risk. What I can say, You highly risk all your amal to be, because Ramadan is as if there is no Allah for Ramadan or Allah for after.
No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there all the time.
All the time.
And it's very important, I'm sure, Sheikh, that as Ramadan comes in and as Ramadan goes, that we have this nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if we are insisting on a particular sin, that we sort of get rid of that sin, and that in itself is a particular sign of acceptance, if we shall say.
Yes. Yeah.
Excellent, Sheikh. We'll go over to a short break, inshallah, and when we come back, we'll be speaking to Sheikh Hassan more about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our worship in this month of Ramadan.
Oh, Ramadan days.
For Taylor Small Goods and Wholesale Meat Supplies, provide the very best in quality meat products and hand-slaughtered chicken. For Taylor, available at reputable halal butchers and select Coles supermarkets. 13000 halal. Dougie's Grill, providing a unique fresh taste of authentic Mediterranean cuisine and Portuguese-style chicken, all carefully prepared using our addictive fresh recipes and finished with our unique blend of herbs and spices. Addicted to Dougie's Grill. Voted by the Daily Telegraph in the top 10 of Sydney's best burgers.
Oh, Ramadan days.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. We are talking with Sheikh Hassan Sutuhi about acceptance of our worship, acceptance of our siyam, acceptance of our qiyam, our night prayers, our actions. And Sheikh, we want to know a bit about, this acceptance in itself is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes, absolutely. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. acceptance of all of this, that's the ultimate, our ultimate objective. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we all know, He doesn't need our worship. It is us who need this. And we, as we said before in a previous episode, that أوجب عليك العبادة وفي الحقيقة إنما أوجب عليك مطلق السعادة, that Allah made the acts of worship obligatory on us, but in reality what He makes obligatory on us as well is absolute happiness and success. So acceptance of that is, that's our ultimate objective, and that's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Shaykh, I mean, a lot of our viewers might be wondering, I mean, what might be some of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reject my a'mal, would reject my worship, would reject my actions?
First, arriya, which showing off, being ostentatious.
Okay.
Not having the right intentions.
So when you say riya, I mean, you would be conversing with your friends or people at work, and you're saying, I'm fasting. So you would tell them that you're fasting. No. Is that considered riya or showing off?
Depends on the niya.
So it's all about the intention.
All about the intention.
So if you're saying this with the intention to actually show off and show people that you are maybe pious, or you know, you're a abid or a worshipper. So if the knee is there, then that would be considered riya, subhanAllah.
I'm not sure if you have a time for a quick, very quick story.
Of course, yeah.
See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qala kullu amr ibn Adam laha illa as-siyam fa innahu li. Allah says, all the doings of the son of Adam is for him, except fasting, it is for me. You think about this, like the salah is for Allah, everything is for Allah. So why is this fasting? It is just a special thing for Ramadan. That's of all other ibadat. You know, because all ibadat are actually doing. Ramadan, fasting, is not doing.
Is abstaining from the food.
Abstaining, is actually not doing. So this exclusive thing, Allah's Kareem. Imagine if a policeman, if you stop at the red lights, and a police car next to you, will they jump off and say, MashaAllah, thank you for stopping at the red for not doing. They will not do that. But Allah is Kareem. We don't do, and we also get rewarded. So just by abstaining from we don't do, but we get rewarded. But because of that, and that's what is special, because there is nothing to show. Nothing to show off. That's why the small thing that I wanted to say is, a man was praying in the masjid, and so people entered. So he started to read Rasat Quran loudly. He was reciting secretly.
So they can hear him.
Can hear him. Made his voice beautiful and tajweed, and mashallah, people said, mashallah, praising him. So he heard that, he started to make it even more tajweed and lengthen the qara. Mashallah, he's a hafiz as well, hafiz a lot. Started praising him. So he started to do beautiful ruku' and sujood. So mashallah, he praised in such a khushu'. And then khalas, they stopped praising. So then he looked at them, look, and I'm fasting too. So fasting itself is something that he couldn't show. So he had to talk about
it. Okay.
But if you are saying it in terms of encouraging others to show the sunnah of Rasulullah, those who fast every other day, or Mondays and Thursdays, or three white days, etc., sometimes they say that in terms of encouraging people to do it. Because people are talking about falsehood all the time.
No.
People talk about batil all the time. People of haqq need to talk as well. We need to show that there is haqq is being talked about. What is the benefit of this program?
That's right.
We need the haqq to go out.
That's right. SubhanAllah. So Shaykh, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse all our intentions and make our actions, our fasting, our siyam, our qiyam, sincerely for His sake. Is there any other reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might reject a particular act of worship in this month?
After niyyah and ikhlas, again, not doing it according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
So if I do things in my own way of doing
it. So for example, you want to delay futur till after half an hour, for example, from Maghrib time.
Yes, that's one example. Try to do things usually and in general, without going into details, is doing according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Learn the knowledge and then apply it. فَالْعِلْمُ بِلَا عَمَلْ جَرِيمًا عِلْمُ بِلَا عَمَلْ وَسِيلَةٌ بِلَا غَايَةٌ وَعَمَلٌ بِلَا عِلْمٍ جِنَايَةٌ.
Okay.
So learning knowledge without acting by the knowledge is useless, like a tree without fruit. And acting and doing without knowledge is a crime, is a jinayah.
SubhanAllah, is there any other reasons you can share with us in regards to where a particular action of worship is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Yes, after doing it with knowledge and with sincerity, as I said, you go and hurt others using what you have done, if it is zakah or sadaqah, using it to nullify, or going back to the sins that you're, because that's the signs, if you want to talk about the signs of acceptance,
yes.
One thing is your status after the amal, after the ibadah, after the act of worship, is better than your status before. If it is the same, All what I can say is there's a big question mark on the acceptance of this ibadah.
More on that, Sheikh. I mean, what are some of the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted my a'mal, my worship in this particular month? Is there signs for this?
Yes, there are. And there are signs that Allah, yani the ulama and the sahaba, yani, one of the main signs is that you look at your own self. If my status after the act of worship, like after Ramadan, am I a better person than before, then that's a clear sign, one of the most clear signs that my ibadah has been accepted.
So the first one is that after the month of fasting, I feel that I am a better person than when the month started.
No.
Okay, any other signs?
No. Renewal of intentions.
Okay.
So that I've started to have beautiful intentions that I didn't have.
Okay.
So new intentions come. Allah, you see, مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا. If Allah says, so Allah is Kareem, Allah. He says, if you come close to me, hand span, I come close to you, arm length. And so on, and that to the rest of the hadith. So when you go to this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month with these steps, one of the signs that He will open doors for you after Ramadan.
SubhanAllah, you might be reading Quran during the holy month, and then you find, you know, a love, a connection with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the biggest miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you say, after the month of Ramadan, you make that intention, that after the month of Ramadan, I don't want to put that book back on the shelf. I want to have a connection and maintain that connection. So that's one example of how these intentions can be made.
More ideas, like I will know another, after Ramadan, this we do Eid, this we do Eid Kahk or something, programs.
Yes.
You will get, inshallah, new ideas. After that, Allah, because you're, inshallah, we work sincerely with Allah.
Inshallah.
So something relevant here is you come up with more ideas about what programs that benefit people.
Yes.
How can I believe it? Whole humanity.
What about on a personal level? I mean, how can someone on a personal level come up with an intention that, you know, after the month of Ramadan, I want to, for example, maintain the sunnah of fasting. No. Or after the month of Ramadan, I want to maintain the sunnah of qiyam.
That's simple, new intentions. Now, why not I fast 3 days a month? Or
well, the Mondays and Thursdays that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did.
Or every other day, according to whatever suits, you know, choose one or two. So this is all the good things that I was trained on in Ramadan, that I established in Ramadan, one of them is, do I keep them or not after Ramadan?
So is this particular, like, is this thing a particular sign of acceptance as well?
No.
That you are consistent on the actions after Ramadan?
Inshallah, salat in the masjid, attending classes. I have an intention of, I'll go and attend this course of whatever, fiqh or whatever. Now see, I was going for Isha and Taraweeh, one juz a night. Now just going for Isha only, it's much easier.
Yes.
So why don't I just go to the masjid now? In khalas, my intention is Salat al-Isha and Fajr for at least in the masjid jama'ah.
Excellent. So one of the things then in that case of a sign of acceptance is that you are consistent on the ta'ah, consistent on the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Excellent, Shaykh.
New intentions, consistency of ta'ah, my state as a whole is better than, after is better than before.
SubhanAllah, I mean, these are some signs that every single Muslim, I mean, male or female, young or old, should actually be looking for, looking out for, to ensure that, I mean, I'm not wasting my time.
No.
And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I mean, that there are many people that abstain from the food, abstain from the drink, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need for them to be fasting.
Absolute losers, I make dua at the end, of this month, that Allah makes you and me and all the Muslim ummah, inshallah, not among those who do not get anything from Ramadan, from except fasting, except being thirsty and hungry. And from illa jua wal atash. And from their qiyam, from their salah, illa tulu sahar. Except they're just staying late at night, awake, and that's it. La. InshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ultimate rewards of Ramadan.
Ameen. Jazakallah khair, Shaykh. It's really, eye-opening, discussing the acceptance and actually having, putting a bit of thought in the acceptance that and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He actually accepts our worship. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accepts the worship of all the Muslims around the world, inshallah. We'll go to a short break, and when we come back, we'll be wrapping up with Sheikh Hassan about acceptance in the month of Ramadan. Don't go away.
Oh, Ramadan Day.
Oh,
We've helped over 2 million people, built over 1,000 wells, sponsored over 58,000 orphans, fed over 1.5 million people, sheltered over 5,000 families, treated over 80,000 people, and educated over 5,000 students. But we still need more. We need to build more wells, sponsor more orphans, shelter more families, provide more aid, feed more people, and educate more students. Whatever the crisis, your donation means we can help. Human Appeal International. Do more this Ramadan.
You've worked hard for your money. Now let your money work hard for you. An Islamically compliant and ethical investment. Cordobra Investments. 1-300-664-746. CordobraInvestments.com.au.
Oh, Ramadan Day.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. We've been discussing the acceptance of our worship, and ta'at and ibadat in this holy month of Ramadan with Sheikh Hassan. Sheikh, please share with us some sort of final thoughts on how a Muslim should be concerned about being accepted. I mean, what did the Sahaba do? How concerned were the Sahaba about being accepted?
So see, what is the dua after salam, alayh? After finish the salah, we say astaghfirullah, 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 rabbana inna zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. So see, I've just finished the salah and I make istighfar and I make dua,
seek forgiveness,
appeal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please accept this. And this is the status of the believer. We are not extremists. We are neither one of these two extremes. We are neither so confident, oh, Allah will accept my amal and I'm sure Allah will. And neither on the other extreme, I'm this one, I'm going to hellfire, Allah will not accept from me. لا بين الخوف والرجاء الذين يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا. So we are, this is the
between,
between
hope,
between hope and also a little bit of fear. So say, يعني, so I hope that inshallah Allah will accept my amal. I'm hopeful of this inshallah.
Yes.
But still I have this worry in my heart that I keep making, because if you are 100% sure, what is the downside of this? خلاص, you will leave. Was it accepted? You really leave the ibadah.
Yes.
And you leave the connection. La, so we don't want shaitan to trick us with this. So we're hopeful of our acceptance, inshallah, but also we keep appealing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Through dua.
Through Allah supplication. Allah accept from me. And also admitting that all our amal is full of shortcoming. Right? Whatever we do, it is according to shortcoming. Plus, anything that we do, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who enabled us to do. So yes. Who's the one who sent us Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah. Who has then sent us Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who gave you the ability and health to
Allah do things?
Everything's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything goes back to him.
Sheikh, we are nearly towards the end of the show, but I do want to know and ask you about, I mean, the Sahaba. I mean, how concerned were they about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting the worship?
Subhanallah. I think even before Ramadan, I think the Sahaba will make 6 months, be preparing for Ramadan 6 months before
Ramadan.
In preparation. See, that's how concerned about their acceptance. Plus, that's the finals, if you like, you know.
Yes.
So we prepare. Is it 6 months? 6 months preparing for Ramadan. Isn't that a sign that how concerned they are about this month?
And then after that, and what will they do?
And then after that, they will also making dua and istighfar for how many months?
Another six months
just to Allah accept it from me.
SubhanAllah.
So the idea all year around with Allah
subhanAllah. Jazakallah khair, Sheikh Hassan al-Sutuhi, for this great advice. And I mean, brothers and sisters, dear viewers out there, all of us should be incredibly concerned about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting our worship. And we must supplicate and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity and renew our intentions and keep the da'wah and keep the worship, sort of going after the month of Ramadan. And that in itself is one of the greatest signs of acceptance, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted your fasting, has accepted your night prayers, has accepted your recitation of the Quran. Sheikh Hassan al-Sutuhi, Jazakumullah khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for sharing this very wise words with us today. Brothers and sisters, dear viewers, Jazakumullah khair for tuning in and watching today's show. Until next time, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.